A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death have been subject to slavery all their life. Surely, he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Give thanks to the Lord, invoke his name, make known among the nations his deeds, sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham and by his oath to Isaac.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak, because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee.
Verbum Domini.
The cross, the crosswinds, and the crown. Those are your 3 points for today's homily to take with you. The cross, the crosswinds, and the crown. What does he mean by the crosswinds? Well, we'll come back to that in a moment. I'm going to repeat it a third time in honor of the Blessed Trinity. I want you to take this with you. The cross, the crosswinds, and the crown. Amen? Amen. You're saying amen and you don't even know what the crosswinds are yet. But that shows that you have great faith, not only in general, but faith in me. What do we have going on in today's gospel? A lot of activity, period. A lot of activity. On Jesus' part and on the people's part. He has just left the synagogue. That was yesterday's gospel, where he cast a demon out of a man. So he's just left the synagogue. Keep that in mind. He then goes to Simon's house and cures Simon's mother-in-law, who is sick with a fever. People are then bringing him the sick because they just witnessed that, or they at least heard about it. So now other people are bringing him the sick, the lame, and all who were ill or possessed by demons. Right there, quote, at the door, end quote, of the house where he's at. Presumably Simon Peter's house, or at least his mother-in-law's house. We're told, actually, that, quote, the whole town was gathered at the door, end quote. In short, Jesus cures many here amidst all this activity. He's just left the synagogue. He cures Simon Peter's mother-in-law. People are then bringing him the sick, the lame, and all who were ill or possessed by demons right there at the door. In fact, quote, the whole town was gathered there at the door, end quote. Words right out of today's gospel from St. Mark. So in short, Jesus cures many of their ailments, whatever those might be, their illnesses, their possessions, their temptations, their disputes with another. You can bet, too, that there were probably some people that said, hey, I'm not here, Lord, for any temptation or possession by the devil or any illness, but I'm having a dispute with my brother-in-law, and I want you to solve it for us, because that takes place elsewhere in the gospel. They want Jesus to solve their problems, their crosses, their crosswinds in their life. Whatever those crosswinds are, they want Jesus to solve them. And yet, despite all this activity on this day, we're told in the same gospel today that the next morning he rose very early before dawn and that he leaves and goes off to a deserted place to pray. Deserted place to pray. After this whirlwind of activity the day before. And yet what happens while he's in prayer by himself? Simon finds him and others pursue him, we're told. Simon and others then pursue him and upon finding him tell him, everyone is looking for you. So now this is the next day. Remember that. This is the next day. And they're telling him, everyone is looking for you. In other words, it's going to be the same kind of day as yesterday was, with people bringing him their illnesses, their temptations, their outright possessions by the devil, their disputes, everything. It's going to be just like yesterday was. You ever have those days when you have your crosses seemingly days in a row? Everyone is looking for you. He tells them, let us go on then to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. In other words, we're going to do the same thing as we did yesterday, friends, but we're going to go to a different location to do it. because I have more I have to preach to. Let us go then, he said, to nearby villages that I may preach to them also. For this purpose I have come. So he continues on and travels into other synagogues and went on, quote, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee, end quote. The whole of Galilee. They went to many villages that day. So indeed, this second day that began with him in deserted prayer was a rerun of the day before, of the same kind of activity, whirlwind activity, that involved people's crosses, people's crosswinds in their life, huh? Are you tired yet of Jesus' schedule? All are going to Jesus. They want Jesus, plain and simple. Again, their illnesses, for their temptations, for their outright possessions by the devil, by demons, for their disputes probably with another, usually a family member probably, let alone a co-worker. All are going to Jesus. They want Jesus, plain and simple. So this gospel asks us the questions, do we want Jesus? Do you want Jesus? Do you want Jesus? Do I want Jesus at such times? Secondly, do you go to Jesus? Do I go to Jesus during such times? You know, for all of their crosses and crosswinds in their life, all these people, Simon, his mother-in-law, the people with illnesses, the people with possessions, they're giving us all, these people are giving us a wonderful, wonderful example of faith. Setting Jesus aside for a moment, let's look at all these people that caused this whirlwind of activity in his life at least 2 days in a row that we can determine from how Scripture is written, the divine word. All of these people, the ones with temptations, the ones with outright possessions, the ones with illnesses like leprosy, the ones with disputes, okay? The ones who are nagging him for whatever reason, they all give us, the reader of Scripture, great examples of profound faith. That can't be lost sight of, huh? So, do you go to Jesus? Do you want Jesus? And thirdly, what can you take to Jesus in regards to your cross? Jesus had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, the fullness of human nature except sin, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. By his sacred incarnation in the womb of the Blessed Mother, the Son of God became accessible to fallen humanity after his birth, and once he began especially his 3 years of public ministry. Again, we're told in today's gospel that the whole town was gathered at the door with their sick and their afflicted. The sick and the afflicted, again, like the others, possessed and whatnot, give us great examples of faith. Everyone is looking for him. Does the culture today look for him? This third millennium culture, 25 years in now, do they look for Jesus? Those who make up the culture today, especially Western culture. This is why today's gospel is so profound. It's a great lesson for us to look for Jesus, to ask Jesus to help us. Huh? Through his human flesh, Christ destroys the very one who has the power of death, the devil. He exorcised people of their possession through his divinity, yes, but in the vessel of his human nature. So they're all bringing Jesus their crosses, right? Now, day number one, what were the 3 points? Belief or believing, repentance, cleaning out your soul of sin, and living your vocation well. Belief, repentance, and vocation. You can always go back and listen to Monday's homily for January 13th, 2025. Yesterday, on Tuesday, January 14th, 2025, what were the 3 points of the homily? The actual authority of Jesus is real. It casts out demons. Your own obedience to that authority is important. And to help maintain your obedience to his authority, you want to develop a strong spiritual life. And I gave you 14 points how you can do that. Daily scripture reading, daily rosary, fasting according to the mind of the church, the use of sacramentals, monthly confession, weekly Eucharist, etc. Remember that list of 14 things? You can go to fathersofmercy.com, my community's website, fathersofmercy.com. And after clicking on the magnifying glass in the upper right-hand corner, a search bar comes up. And on the search bar, just put 14 points for the spiritual life. 14 points for the spiritual life. And that list of 14 things comes right up as to how you can strengthen your spiritual life. Again, fathersofmercy.com. So belief or believing, repentance, and living your vocation well. That was Monday. Tuesday was the reality of the authority of Jesus, your own obedience to that authority, and then develop and maintain a strong spiritual life. And today's 3 points again, the crosswinds of life, all these crosses we have, okay, and the crown, remaining faithful amidst your crosses, all the while seeking out Jesus and inviting him into your life to help you get through it. The cross, the crosswinds, and the crown, huh? That's today's 3 points. The meaning of crosswind, or crosswinds in the plural, is a wind or winds blowing in a direction not parallel to a certain course of a certain vessel, like a plane or a ship. And so it makes it very difficult for that vessel to keep moving steadily and straightforward in its path, because the crosswinds are challenging it. The winds are not parallel with the vessel. They're opposite or at the angle of a vessel. And so it makes it very difficult for that vessel, let's say an airplane or a ship, because it's easy to visualize in our mind, it makes it very difficult for that ship to continue steadily moving forward in a straight path without going zigzagging, right? That's what a crosswind is. And those crosswinds come into our life in the forms of illnesses, even terminal illnesses, in the forms of temptations, outright possessions, disputes with another, addictions, various issues in the workplace or family life, let's say, dependencies that are not yet quite full-blown addictions, but are becoming full-blown addictions, but they're surely dependencies right now. Okay. So, I want to give you Father Wade's favorite quotes from both Scripture and saints that tell us that we need to stay on course and fight those crosswinds, because they're part of the cross, so that we can attain the crown. All right? There's 11 of them. Don't bother writing these down for those of you at home or those of you here. Don't bother writing them down. Just go back, listen to the podcast, or watch the YouTube video of today's Mass once it's posted, and simply just immerse yourself in these quotes. Let the quotes themselves from sacred scripture and the lives of the saints permeate your being in that regard. Pope St. Gregory the Great, anyone who is determined to reach his destination of heaven is not to be deterred by the roughness of the road that leads to it. Isn't that a great quote? Pope St. Gregory the Great, anyone who is determined to reach his destination of heaven is not to be deterred by the roughness of the road that leads to it. St. Augustine, our pilgrimage here on earth cannot be exempt from trial. We progress by means of trial. No one knows himself fully except through trial, or receives a crown except after victory, or strives except against an enemy or temptations when they come. St. Augustine, remember, he suffered from a lust addiction, right? James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brothers and sisters, count it pure joy when you are involved in every sort of trial. Realize that when your faith is tested, this makes for endurance. Let endurance come to its perfection, so that you may be fully mature and lacking in nothing. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. That's quite a promise. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. How about Saint Therese? Little flower, show us your power. From her autobiography, Story of a Soul, quote, after 7 years in the religious life, I am still weak and imperfect. I always feel, however, the same bold confidence of becoming a great saint, because I don't count on my merits, since I have none, but I trust in him who is virtue and holiness. Turning to her Christ, turning to her God-man, Jesus Christ. St. Francis de Sales, it is not those who commit the least faults who are the most holy, no, but those who have the greatest courage, the greatest generosity, and the greatest love, and who make the boldest efforts to overcome themselves. This is why St. Thomas Aquinas teaches that the very first step to grow in holiness is self-knowledge. You have to know yourself. How about 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9? My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, regarding the saints, she says, which of the saints ever gained heaven without a prior struggle? Which of the saints ever gained heaven without a prior struggle? And St. Jerome, the great scripture scholar, also a doctor of the church, he says, what saint has ever won his crown without first fighting for it? Another translation says, what saint has ever won his crown without first contending for it? St. Jerome. And 1 Peter 1, verses 6 through 9, there is cause for rejoicing here. You may for a time have to suffer the distress of many trials, but this is so that your faith, which is more precious than the passing splendor of fire-tried gold, may by its genuineness lead to the praise, glory, and honor of Jesus Christ when he appears. It's pretty powerful. There is cause for rejoicing here. You may for a time have to suffer the distress of many trials, the crosswinds of life, the crosses of life, huh? But this is so that your faith, which is more precious than the passing splendor of fire-tried gold, may by its genuineness lead to the praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ appears. And lastly, 1 Peter 5, verses 10 and 11. The God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in heaven through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little while. To him be dominion forever. Amen. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little while. To him be dominion forever. Amen. What are the 3 points for today? The cross, the crosswinds, and the crown. And these 11 quotes from Scripture and the saints are some of my favorites that show that pattern is real. And despite it being real, the cross and the crosswinds, we can still attain the crown. Amen? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.